button. Oops. Now you got to recheck because it moved. Okay? So, our host family has given me an instruction. Can you turn the volume down a tad? It's a little too hot. And I was meditating on how to execute that instruction. And gratefully, Krishna told me exactly how to accomplish everything. So, the first part, because it's two parts. The first part is called God is One. What is that whistling? All cell phones should be turned off, please. So, my wife, Varuni Devi Dasi, if you could give her a microphone. Very good. She wrote a song called God is a Person. And this song nicely explains how God is one. Whether you're a Christian, Hindu or Jew, it doesn't really matter. Whatever you do, if you just love God in your own way, then you feel closer to Him day by day. 'Cause God is a person. Everybody's friend. He wants you to think of Him and live with Him again. What do you think? You like that? So try to serve God as nice as you can, by following scriptures He has given to man. The rules He has given are for our own good, so we can be happy like we know we should. Everybody. 'Cause God is a person. Clap your hands. Stop. Everybody's friend. He wants you to think of Him and live with Him again. Keep clapping. Try to love God. Serve Him for a while. Can go and live with Him. Live your life with a smile. You're clapping, very good. Keep clapping. So love and serve God throughout your whole life. And throw aside your troubles and strife, and you'll find happiness and peace within. You'll never see violence, suffering or sin. 'Cause God is a person, everybody sing. everybody's friend. He wants you to think of him, live with him again. Everybody sing it now. God is a person, everybody's friend. He wants you to live with him, live with him again, and live with him again, and live with him again. Live with him again. God is a person. So, I have a surprise. Is the camera still good there, buddy? Looking good? Since my beautiful wife wrote this song, I think she should explain it. What do you all say? This is putting somebody on the spot. Now close your eyes, my dear Davy. And let's hear you give what you were trying to say in this song. I know you can do it.
We all know someone that is very special. They have special talents. Someone is very good at business. Someone is very friendly. Someone is very talented. Someone is very beautiful. And we're attracted to all of these things. There's something about it. Children that are very cute. You're very attracted to that. And you can't help yourself. It just automatically attracts you. So if you think about the person in the world as we know it, like someone like Donald Trump, who has wealth and fame.
And bad hair.
Beauty, not so much. I'm sure in his soul somewhere there's beauty. But so people that have all of these things, or think of like some famous actor or actress who's just, you just look at them and they're just gorgeous, and you just can't take your eyes off of them. So imagine people like this, and then try to imagine how beautiful Krishna must be. You know, because we always think of God as kind of up there, you know, disconnected. But if you think of someone in the material world that has even a portion of those qualities, and how if you were going into the Trump Tower and you bumped into Donald Trump and you go home and you want to tell your friends, guess who I saw? I saw Donald Trump. Yes, he's very small, or he's very tall, or he's a little fatter than I thought. And you're excited about it because he has fame and he has wealth. So he has two qualities. Or you bump into, in America, Brad Pitt. Oh my God, I saw Brad Pitt. And you're just freaking out, right? Because I saw him, or some famous Indian actor that you've seen on TV, in movies, so many times, and you see him, and you just think, oh my God, you'll never believe who I saw. He's just as gorgeous as
Justin Bieber.
Yes, I saw such a Sai Baba, and you wouldn't believe how wonderful, and I got inspired, and you're so excited, right? And these are people in the material world. So just take that excitement and that feeling that you feel and try to imagine Krishna. So this is where the devotees are. In ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada somehow got through to us that Krishna has all of these qualities, wealth, strength, beauty, knowledge, wisdom, to the max. No one has more than Krishna. So somehow we got a very tiny glimpse of that, and the devotees, we can't quite grasp it, but we catch a little of it. So the more that you try and make Krishna personal in your life, what do you want to do? You want to tell someone, oh my God, Krishna consciousness is so cool. Krishna is God. And you won't believe he does this and he has this quality, and you just get excited about it. So that is what we're all striving for. And that will make your Christian consciousness strong, because you will actually start to see, oh, yeah, okay, so Brad Pitt is cool, but guess what? Christian is even cooler. You know, this musician, Beatles were very famous and very, you know, they had all that music, but Krishna, when you heard his flute, you just wanted to run to him. And just, like, we can't even grasp it, but if you just try and imagine this, then you will feel inspired in Krishna consciousness.
Give the drum to Radhe.
Is not different than the Lord himself. So every time you chant it, Krishna is right there in front of you. He's on your tongue. And so you, the more you try and just understand this, the more excited you will be about Krishna. The more it will mean to you, and the more you will want to share it. Not just here, but everywhere.
What do you say, people? All right, continuing with our theme of God as a person, and since our hostess wants me to sing four specific great songs, this next song fits right in, and I'll be able to explain more about God as one. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, really wanna see you, really wanna be with you, really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord. Really wanna know you. Really wanna go with you. Really wanna show you, Lord. And I hope it don't take long. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord. Ooh, my Lord. Really wanna serve you. Though I don't deserve you, really wanna serve you, Lord. I hope it won't take long. Now you can call him Allah. You can call him Buddha. Call him Jehovah. Call him Adonai. Can even say Jesus. Sweet Lord Jesus. Say any name of the Lord. It's all the same to me. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. Ooh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Hare, my sweet Lord. So with this song, I took some liberty with the original version, and I added two of my own verses. I hope Mr. Harrison in his grave does not condemn me. Because he wrote that song under the teachings of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And so I wanted to emphasize more. So I added that verse, I really want to serve you. Because that is the, shall we say, culmination, conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, that the goal is to be able to serve God directly, personally. If God is a person, as my wife wrote, we naturally want to serve persons we love. You wives here, you love your children, do you not? And mothers are serving their children even before they're born. That's the greatness of motherhood. From the time of conception, you're serving. And my wife, how old is our daughter? She's still serving her daughter. So service is actually what the soul's function is. The soul is meant for service. And you have two choices of service. You can serve God and His devotees, or you can serve what somebody said, I think it was Hitesh, Maya. Illusion. Two choices. Free will is there. Serve who you want. Me? I want to serve Krishna and his devotees. And then I added that other verse. Because I wanted to demonstrate this verse that I'm going to speak about. From the Srimad Bhagavatam. Some people misunderstand. Actually, the philosophy that I follow is very, very liberal. So that's why I added that verse. You can call him Allah. What? It's a name for God, meaning Almighty. You can call them Jehovah. There is a name for God in the Bible, Jehovah. Or the Jewish name for God, Adonai. In the Jewish religion, Their conception is God's name is so holy, you shouldn't say it. I couldn't be a Jew. Because Hindu religion says God's name is so holy, you should chant it always. Not that you shouldn't chant it. It's just the opposite. You should chant it. Lord Chaitanya says, Kirtaniya Sada, always. But they do have a name for God. And once Krishna appeared as Lord Buddha, why did Buddha appear? Because the people, under the misinformation of the Brahmanas, were needlessly killing animals, slaughtering them needlessly under the name of so-called religion. So Krishna came as Buddha simply to stop this animal slaughter. So therefore Buddha taught his ahimsa dharma, ahimsa paro dharma, non-violence. Don't kill the animals. So in the Bhagavatam, Buddha is accepted as an incarnation of God. And then for the Christians, yes, they understand Christ as God. So it doesn't matter whatever club you belong to. To me, religions is like belonging to a club. But what is the essence of all religions? Aha! That is what is muy importante. Did I say that correctly? Is that all right? There's a few Spanish words I got down. Where did Hitesh go? He's missing the real thing here. So, the essence. As I have said, I have been preaching since 1973, but to the Indian people exclusively since 1994. Many times I have said in public, please excuse me, I did not join a Hindu religion. No. I joined the religion that teaches how to love God. Now, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, very early, I will take you back 5,000 years ago. Go with me. I'm taking you back. So I want everyone, because you nicely sang, raise your hands, repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Very good, because that is how you introduce Srimad Bhagavatam. For those who may not know, our Hindu scriptures, there are four Vedas. Originally there was one Veda, but Vyasadeva, our great guru, the father of the Kurus, right? Pandava, Pandu, Dhritarashtra, Vidura. He's Vyasadeva is the founder. Vyasadeva took the one Veda and broke it out into four divisions. But as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the Vedas mainly deal with this material world. But what about beyond the material world, transcendence? Aha. 108 Upanishads. not enough. He took all that knowledge in the Vedas and the Puranas. Yes, 108 Upanishad and Vedas, put them into 18 Puranas. For people in the mode of darkness, there are 6 Puranas. For people in the mode of passion, there are 6 Puranas. For people in the mode of goodness, 6 Puranas. Then Vyasadeva wrote the Mahabharata, which is considered the 5th Veda. Right now, since March, I have been pretty much exclusively studying Mahabharata. I'm learning so many nice things. At Chiranjee's house, I told one little story about Mahabharata, and my good friend Manish told me how much he liked the story. But then Vyasadeva wrote his pièce de résistance. Did I say that right? His final masterpiece, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the tree of knowledge known as Vedas, the ripened fruit. Which would you prefer? Green mango or dripping, nice, juicy mango? Which one do you want? Yes. The ripe. Right? Now you're thinking, boy, I would like to have that mango. I wish he would stop speaking so I could have one. But this is mango for the ear. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate conclusion of all the Vedic knowledge. And very early, the scene in the beginning chapters, Suta Goswami is sitting in Naimisharanya speaking to the sages headed by Shaunaka. They are asking him, they asked him 6 very important questions. The verse that I'm going to quote is the answer to their first question. What is the supreme occupation? So please hear this verse. This verse is so beautiful. Savai pungsang paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahoituki apratihata yayatma supracedati. What makes Suta Goswami so special? First of all, he was blessed by sages. He was blessed by Lord Balaram. And when Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, Suta Goswami was there. And before Shukadeva ended, and before Parikshit died by the snake bird, Shukadeva told everybody in the audience, you see this here, Suta Goswami? Later, he will again preach this Bhagavatam to the sages of Naimisharanya, because Shukadeva can see forward, backwards. Shukadeva is that kind of sage. So what is Suta Goswami saying is, Savai pungsang paro dharmo po, pungsang, human beings. Paro dharmo. What is the supreme occupation? Dharma is sometimes referred to as religion, but actually dharma means that which sustains you, your occupation. Some of you right now are very worried because the free zone is not going very, very good, am I right? You're worried, you're nervous. Yes, because your whole life depends on your occupation. But Suta Goswami says there is a superior occupation for all human beings. There may be many dharmas. Even Krishna says, I mentioned this in one of the classes, that Krishna, yes, it was at your house. Give up all dharmas, just surrender to Krishna. So here Sutta Goswami says, the supreme occupation for all humanity, yato bhaktir adhok sajay, and that beautiful word, bhakti, which we began tonight. For those who were right on time, they heard me explain this beautiful word, bhakti. Everybody say?
Bhakti.
Now he uses the word adhok sajay. Adhok sajay means that person who is beyond the range of our material senses to calculate, to know. We call that person God. The scientist will never discover God in his laboratory. God is not going to appear at a sporting event or a political campaign. No. God is that, what did you say in your song? God is a person, and he appears on his terms. Adhok sajay. Can everybody say?
Adhok sajay.
In other words, by your own effort, by your own brain, or by your own abilities, no, you will never achieve this adhok sajay. Other than bhakti. As I said at the very beginning of the program, Krishna says the same thing. You want to see me? Bhakti. You want to understand me? You want to come to me?
Bhakti.
Ha ha. Very nice. So Sutta Goswami is saying, the supreme occupation for everybody is this loving service to God, who is transcendence personified. You know, where do all your things that you buy for the free zone, where are they coming from?
China.
God does not come from China. Maybe the Murti now, the polystyrene Murti. But the actual God, he does not come from China. He comes from the spiritual world, Paravyoma. Paravyoma, the spirit. He is beyond this material world. Now, the next two words, ahoitoki apratiyata. Now, this ups the ante. If you want to actually achieve the status of Godhead, if you want to enter into a personal loving relationship with this adhok sajah, then your bhakti, your service, needs these two qualifications. Ahoituki means no motive, no business. All right, God, I'll do this for you, but you give me this. That's called business transaction. You all know very well. You don't give your goods for free, do you? No. Contract is signed. I will give you, but you give me, what do you want? Dollars. You don't want smiles. You don't want promises. You want to see, check in the mail, please. But God, if you want God, no business. He's not interested in business. Besides, if you try to do business with God, he'll cheat you. He's much better. Just ask Bali Maharaj. He lost big time with God. God took everything away from him. No, God only wants one thing. And this is the main message. Real religion. I don't care what club you belong to. Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, whatever. There should be only one thing that we should be interested in. Love. God only wants your love. That's it. Some people think, oh, I don't want to chant God's name because one of his names is Hari, and he's going to take everything away from me. I know people like that. I've seen it. They come to the temple, they stand before the Murti, but when it comes time to chanting, they're afraid to chant because they think, if I chant, Krishna will take my car, Krishna will take my... Krishna doesn't want your car. He's got a chariot. He's got Garuda. What does he want your... Even if you have a Mercedes. No. The only thing God wants from you is your heart, your love. Why? Because God knows if I got your heart, I got everything. Ohoituki. So your service to God has to be no motive, out of love. My spiritual master gave us a nice example. In the material realm, this concept of ohoituki bhakti is best exhibited by the love of the mother for the child. Mothers, you know what I'm talking about. Is there anything you won't do for your child? Right? You'll die for your child, yes or no? That's a haituki. That's why women easily become attracted to bhakti marg. Because why? Women have very soft hearts. Us men, we're cold, hard-hearted. Women, naturally. That first child, I saw it with our daughter. Our daughter was one way, but after that child, oh, complete transformation. So God wants your love. And love of God is the topmost understanding of religion. So keep that in mind. Whatever club you belong to, whatever path you're following, whatever guru you're following, just make sure you are developing love of God. There's no need to fight. No need to argue. My way is better than your way. No, my way is better than your way. No. Come on. The question is, are you developing this pure love of God? That's the religion I joined. To tell you the truth, I am doing what I'm doing because my spiritual master said, look, you just got to do three things. Chant, dance, take prasad. Sign me up. Especially when he said prasad. Oh, that's my religion. You take away the prasad, I'm gone. Why do you think I do these programs? Yes. Chant, dance, take, but that's my religion. And if we do these things, we develop love of God. And, oh, I forgot. I almost forgot. Lord Chaitanya says that love of God is already there in your heart. You don't got to go to the free zone and get it. It's already there. Every one of you's got it. The kids got it. The adults got it. Women, men, you all got it. It's there. But where is it? Wait, where's your love of God? Did you misplace it? No, it's simply been neglected. It's simply been forgotten. So, your guru, your process, your marg, remember, what all these things you're doing is simply meant to develop your dormant love of God. Dormant. Right now it's taking a little. Wake it up. That's why we do loud chanting. Sometimes people say, why don't you do silent chanting? No, we got to wake up my dormant love of God. Therefore, the chanting has to be very loud. Everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You got to wake it up. Like when you start your car. Got to get it going. So, the next word, upriti hata, unbroken. Some people think, okay, I'll go to temple one day of the week. Other religions, they do like Friday night or Sunday. They have their day. But here, upriti hata means 24/7, 365, 100. It has to be unbroken, continuous, day in, day out, life in, life out. Just like with your children, women, with your children. You don't love your children just one day a week, do you? And then the rest of the week, I'll go to hell, I don't know. Let the maid take care of you, I'm busy. No, your love for your child is 24/7, 365 to the day you die and beyond that. So love of God has to be the same way. Yayatma supersedity, oh, this word, supersedity, fully satisfied. Everybody wants to be fully satisfied. Do you want to be half happy or full happy? Ah. So supersede. So this is what's required in order to be fully satisfied. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
His Grace Narendra Prabhu ki
jai.
Our Grace Purna Devi ki
jai. Hey, watch the thingy there. All right, I'll come. All right, very good. All right. So, I still have to do one or two more songs. How am I doing so far? Who said that? What is your name? Come here and get a blessing. You are very intelligent. So come over on this side. Watch, careful here. I bless you that all your desires will be fulfilled and that you will achieve love of God.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. So this was one of the songs I did at Chiranjee's house. And this is one of my bestest, greatest songs I ever wrote. One that my wife didn't write. My better song she wrote, but this one I did. Na 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 na. All right. But when you play guitar, it has to be in tune. Never felt like this before I chanted. How did I exist before I chanted? Now you're on my mind. You're there all the time. I won't forget that. You're inside my heart. Inside my heart.
Sing it, Jamba Chandra.
Oh my Lord, I really must surrender.
Everyone.
Oh my Lord, I simply must surrender. Oh my Lord, I truly must surrender to you, to you. Things have really changed. Sounds so nice. My life is not the same. You got a way about you. Now I can't live without you. I won't forget that. You're inside my heart. Inside my heart.
Everyone.
Oh my Lord, I really must surrender. Must surrender.
Everybody.
Oh my Lord, I simply must surrender.
Next one is truly.
Oh my Lord, I truly must surrender to you, to you. So let me go on chanting.
How long, Vernie?
I won't forget that you're inside my heart. Inside my heart.
Everyone.
Oh my Lord, I simply must surrender.
Clap your hands, please.
Oh my Lord, I really must surrender.
Truly now.
Oh my Lord, I truly must surrender to you, to you.